Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear Christians who were once lost but now are found, who were once blind but now see. There once was a man who was rightly sentenced to death. On the day of his execution, there was no one there that cared about him. No friends, no family. In fact, the only people who were there were those who wanted to see him die. But there was one man that he had hoped he could count on. And so, on the day that he was about to die, he turns to the man with one single last plea, and he says, "Remember me when you come into your kingdom." Jesus turned to this criminal, and he said, "I tell you the truth, today you'll be with me in paradise." What an amazing story of God's great grace. Even this criminal who rightly deserved the death penalty, Jesus welcomed him into his kingdom. He welcomed this man because this man trusted in God. He repented of his sins and he received God's full and free forgiveness. But to those who don't believe, they view God's grace as being completely foolish. They find it foolish that someone can commit a horrible life, but right before they die, they can repent of their sins and be saved. And to be honest, God's grace is foolish. Why should God love us? He shouldn't. But that's the beauty of Jesus' parable of the lost son. For in this parable, it illustrates how Jesus welcomes sinners. But before Jesus even told this parable, we are told, "Now the tax collectors and sinners were all gathering around to hear Jesus. But the Pharisees and the teachers of the law muttered, 'This man welcomes sinners and eats with them.'" The Pharisees were viewing what Jesus was doing as being foolish. They found it foolish that Jesus would eat and welcome these sinners. These were the type of people that the Pharisees looked down upon. The type of people that they thought no one should have compassion on them and no one should care for them, let alone welcome them. Now, this doesn't mean that Jesus supported what these sinners had done in the past, nor does it mean that Jesus supported the sins that these people were maybe still committing. But it shows us that Jesus welcomes sinners. He spent time with them, reaching out to them, to bring them to repentance and to turn away from their sins. But since the Pharisees were so offended by what Jesus was doing, he told the Pharisees this parable. There was a man who had two sons. The younger one said to his father, "Father, give me my share of the estate." So he divided his property between them. Talk about an ungrateful and unloving son. In essence, this younger son said to his father, "Dad, I can't wait for you to die. I can't. So give me my inheritance now." But just as shocking as what this younger son did, it's also shocking to see what the father did. He divided his inheritance between his two sons, and he gave his younger son a part of his property. Now, was this son thankful for what his father had done? No. He sold his property. He took all the money. And he left to a distant country to live a lifestyle of the rich and famous. And he enjoyed that wild lifestyle. He spent his money on whatever he wanted. He used his money to sleep with prostitutes. In essence, he lived a life where he ate, drank, and was merry. But in time, he squandered all of his money. And when that happened, no one cared about him. No one wanted to be around him. And because of a severe famine, this son had to hire himself out to a citizen in that country, and he got a job taking care of pigs. And while he was taking care of the pigs, we are told, he longed to fill his stomach with the pods that the pigs were eating, but no one gave him anything. This son went from having everything that he could possibly want to desperately desiring to eat the slop that pigs had to eat, and no one gave him anything. Do you see yourself in this son? You should. We have all experienced God's grace. We have all received God's full and free forgiveness. But do we squander the great love that God has for us? Paul says in the book of Romans, "Shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase? By no means. We died to sin. How can we live in it any longer?" As Christians, we have died to sin and have been raised to live a new life for Christ. But why is it that we still continue to live in sin and embrace it? Is it because we want to commit sin, even though we know it's wrong, just to know what that sin feels like? Is it because we have committed a certain sin so many times that it no longer bothers us? Is it because we commit so many sins each and every day that we really don't see why sin is such a big deal anymore? Don't we realize what our sins have done? Your sins and my sins murdered Christ. Our sins killed God's Son. And as we squander God's grace by living in sin and refusing to repent of it, then we are treating the blood that Jesus shed on that cross as if it means nothing. How can we possibly dare to sing a hymn, "Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound," when the only thing that we should be singing is "Righteous Judgment, how dreadful that sound"? But here is a trustworthy saying from Scripture. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Jesus came to welcome sinners, sinners like you and me, and we see that in this parable. In time, this younger son came to his senses, and he decided to return to his father and beg for his forgiveness so that his father would welcome him back. He even prepared a speech in his head before he even met his father. But before he could say a single word, his father saw him. His father had compassion on him. His father ran out to him. His father threw his arms around him and welcomed his son back. Even though this son admitted to his father that he had sinned and no longer deserved to be called his father's son, the father told his servants to dress up his son, to slaughter the fattened calf, and to have a feast. And the reason the father did this was because this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. Do you see yourself in this son? You should. We were all sinners at birth. We were all lost and dead in our sins. We have all squandered God's grace. But God, our Father, saw us. He had compassion on us. He came to us and he welcomed us as his own. At our baptism, God came to us. He washed away our sins and he clothed us with Christ's perfect righteousness, which he won for us. In Holy Communion, God comes to us to give us Christ's true body and blood for the forgiveness of our sins. And one day, God will come to us, and he will take us to the eternal feast that he has prepared for us in heaven. So even though we are miserable and rotten sinners, Jesus welcomes us. For he died for us and he still loves us. But notice that this is not where the parable ends. Remember that when Jesus told this parable, he was speaking to the Pharisees who were offended that Jesus would welcome these sinners. And so Jesus goes on in this parable to talk about the other son. The older son heard all of this commotion happening. So he sent a servant to see what was all happening. And the servant replied to him, "Your brother has come, and your father has killed the fattened calf because he has him back safe and sound." When the older brother heard this, he was furious. He was so angry that he refused to go to the house and see his younger brother. Instead, he remained outside, and it was his father who came to him. And after the father tried his best to get his older son to come to the house, this older son just exploded at his father. "Look, all these years I've been slaving for you and never disobeyed your orders. Yet you never gave me even a young goat so I could celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours, who has squandered your property with prostitutes, comes home, you kill the fattened calf for him." How do you react when you hear these words from the older son? When you really look at everything that he said, it's all true. He wasn't the son who demanded his inheritance from his father. He wasn't the son who squandered all of his money by living a sinful lifestyle. He was the son that remained at home and took care of his father. But when the other son returns, there's a huge feast for him, which he never received. In essence, this older son said to his father, "This isn't fair." And he was angry. Do you see yourself in this son? You should. Not only are we sinners when we squander God's grace, we are also sinners when we consider ourselves self-righteous and better than others. That's exactly what the Pharisees were doing. They were offended and thought it was unfair that Jesus would welcome these sinners, and therefore they became angry. In the same way, we can think things that are unfair and become angry. We may think it's unfair that we come to church regularly, and yet no one seems to be happy that we're here. But when someone who hasn't been in church for a long time comes, everyone's happy to see that person and talks to them. We may think that it's unfair that when we come to church, we repent of our sins, but no one really cares. But when one person who was living in sin or committed miserable, rotten sins and repents, everyone seems to rejoice about that. And therefore, just like this older son, we may become angry and say to God, this isn't fair. I'm the one who has been dedicated to you. I'm the one who has followed you. I'm the one who has obeyed your commands. But no one seems to appreciate that. And you know what? I guess you don't either. But just like how this older father, or just like this father was patient with his older son and spoke calmly to him, so also Jesus is patient with us and says, my son, you are always with me and everything I have is yours. But we had to celebrate and be glad because this brother of yours was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. Not only does Jesus welcome sinners that were lost, he also welcomes sinners who consider themselves to be self-righteous. Rest assured that when God sees you here in church, it brings him joy. And when Scripture tells us that the angels in heaven rejoice when one sinner repents, that one sinner doesn't have to be someone who was lost or living in sin, but it can be any sinner, sinners like you and me, who repent. And that was the point of Jesus' parable. He wanted the Pharisees to stop viewing themselves as being better than others and to repent of their sins. And that's what Jesus wants us to do as well as we hear this parable. Do not consider yourself greater than others and more deserving of God's grace and forgiveness. Repent of your sins and rejoice with those who repent of their sins. For everyone who repents receives God's full and free forgiveness, and Jesus welcomes them. And just to illustrate that point, allow me to share another story. There once was a man who should have been sentenced for his crimes, but wasn't. He was a murderer, and he had zero compassion on those that he hurt. And all the while, he considered himself to be blameless, and everything that he did was right. But later on, he was the one who wrote, Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst. The Apostle Paul wrote these words. And even Paul, who murdered and persecuted Christians, Jesus welcomed. And although the world may find this foolish that God would share his grace with someone like Paul, Paul tells us exactly why God did that for him. I was shown mercy, so that in me, the worst of sinners, Christ Jesus might display his unlimited patience as an example for those who would believe on him and receive eternal life. By showing mercy and grace to Paul, this illustrates how Jesus welcomes every sinner. Whether if that sinner is lost, the worst, or the self-righteous. And so you, whether you're a lost sinner, the worst of sinners, or a self-righteous sinner, repent of your sins. For there you will receive God's grace, and Jesus will welcome you. For everyone who believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Amen. Please rise. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard and keep your hearts and your minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.